Yesterday we got to the end of Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we're discussing that there were these two instances where Akash Baruch Hu, where the Torah had placed something in Arishus, even though in reality it's not in Arishus, Akash Baruch Hu placed in Arishus. Those two were Bor and Isser Chametz after 6 hours. After the 6th hour, where the Isser Hanah kicks in for Chametz, it's no longer in Arishus, but still the Torah is Mechaivas for having any ownership of it. So where I was trying to figure out when's the best time to do the bedikah, when to do tashbizu, when to get rid of the chametz. So the Gemara says, well, you can't do it on after the 6th hour of Erev Pesach because it's no longer in your rishus anymore. So that's why we do it at nighttime. So we left off 2 lines from the bottom. The Gemara suggests maybe v'niftalei ba'arba u'v'niftalei b'chamish. So maybe, fine, you can't do it at the 6th hour of Erev Pesach. Maybe you should do it in the 4th hour or the 5th hour, where it's not asur b'hanah just yet. Says the Gemara, Kevin de lavzman isruhu, vlavzman biruhu, dilma pasha vlo mevatale. The 4th or 5th hour is simply a random time. It's not the time that you're doing bedika, and it's not the time that you're doing beer, so a person might come to forget. What's there to remind you? But nighttime, since you have the mitzvah of bedika and you're searching the house, so then you're going to say, oh, once I'm doing bedika, I'll also do bittul. But just a random 4th or 5th hour of the day, we're not doing anything else related to chametz, you might come to forget. So that's why we said, don't do it at the 4th or 5th hour, push it back to the nighttime where you're doing something related to chametz anyways, as a reminder for you. And then the Gemara goes on in Zayin Amun Aleph and says, v'nivtula b'sheis. So maybe the 6th hour one should do it, which Rashi says means tchilas sheish, maybe the beginning of the 6th hour. The Isser Chametz kicks in at the end of the 6th hour. So maybe do right before the 6th hour, where you're ready in the time frame of when you're going to do the Bir Chametz. So maybe that's when you should do the Bittel Chametz. So the Gemara says, Kevin de Isura de Rabbanan Ulaya, Kidereisa Dami, Vela Bishusei Kaimer, Vlamatzim Vatale. We know, the Torah told us already, we had a few sources. How do we know at the 6th hour the Issa Deraisa kicks in? So we brought a few sources, a few daf away. But the Rabbanon came along and said, you know what, the Issa Rabbanon, the Issa Chametz is going to exist an hour before the Torah. The Torah says at the end of the 6th hour. The Chum said at the beginning of the 6th hour there's going to be an Issa Rabbanon. Since there's an Issa Rabbanon, it's as if it's an Issa Deraisa, and it's no longer in the Rishus. Once it's not in your Rishus anymore, you cannot be Mevatel the Chametz. And how does the Gemara know such a thing? That the Issa Rabbanon is able to remove it from your Rishus? So the Gemara goes on to bring a proof. Quotes from the Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav Yechia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. What does he say? Hamekadesh Mishesh Sha'os Ulmala. If you marry a woman from 6 hours and on, Afilu Bechite Kordinisa, some type of wheat, Chametz, Ein Choshishin L'Kedushin. We're not Choshish for Kedushin. So what exactly is the Raya from here? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says Mishesh Sha'os Ulamala. Rashi defines as Mitchila Shesh Di Isura Derbanu. Rav Gidal's statement was in the context of after the 6th hour, the beginning of the 6th hour, which is not Asa Mederaisa, it's only Asa Mederbanan. So if I Mekadesh a woman with this Chametz, why is it not a good Kedushin? It's only an Isser Derbanan in the beginning of the 6th hour. So you see, Rav Gidal says, even an Isser Derbanan can uproot, is an Isser Derbanan of Chametz is really viewed as an Isser Deraisa, and it will prevent the Kedushin. Rashi says that Afilu Mbechite Kurdinaisa Hatzomchen Bahare Ara, it was grown in a certain mountain, Kashin Hemo, the very hard type of wheat. We're not concerned with, even the water may have gotten on it, and it's real chametz, we're not choshish for any kedushin. It's only an asim midrabanan at this point. It could uproot a kedushin midaraisa. And ultimately, vishari ish is ish, la'alma. Because midaraisa, it should be a good kedushin. So the derbanan are allowed to come along with an isir derbanan, uproot the kedushin deraisa. You see a number of places in Shas, when a person gets married, they get married on the das of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, well, we're not allowed to get married in this case. Since the Chachamim said there's an Issa Derban at the beginning of the 6th hour, they're able to uproot the Issa, the Derais of Kedushin. Right, because whenever we get married according to the das of the Chachamim. The Chachamim could say, we're going to say in this case, it's not a good Kedushin. So we see from the Torah of Gidal case, according to Rashi's understanding, at the beginning of the 6th hour, where there's no Isser Deraisa, there's only an Isser Derabanan, it's not a good Kedushin, because Isser Derabanan of Chametz takes on the status of an Isser Deraisa.
Therefore it's not Yerushus?
Exactly, and therefore it's not Yerushus anymore.
I don't understand. Isn't, don't say Isser Kedusha, like, you just marry this woman, right? You know, with Chametz and whatnot. Isn't he older now?
Well, no, not if it's the Kedusha doesn't take effect in the first place.
It's not Chal at all.
Right. We say normally...
Because it's chametz.
Exactly. I mean, let's say after the sixth hour where there's an Isser Daraisa, Vade and Isser Daraisa chametz, you cannot marry a woman with that chametz.
Gotcha.
And the reason being is because... Well, so Rashi says... Okay. Let's hold off that point for a second. Before we go Vayit and Rashi, so there's another way to read this Rav Gidal Raya. Rashi says Sheish Shal Sulamala means it's talking about the sixth hour where there's an Isser Derbanan of Chametz. If you look at Tosfos on the previous page, Rav Amr Beis, it was supposed to be in Zayin Amun Aleph, there wasn't enough room, so it's put in Rav Amr Beis. At the bottom, Tosfos writes Misheish Shal Sulamala, Perisha Kuntris, Mitzchila Sheish. Rashi says Sheish Shal Sulamala means the beginning of the sixth hour. Lo Nihira, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Akarcha Chad Amr La'el, Chametz Misheish Shal Sulamala, Osir. We quoted this lashon, this language earlier of sheish shalos lamala. That clearly means hainu misov sheish. If you look throughout Shas, other places, sheish shalos lamala always means after the sixth hour, the end, not the beginning of the sixth hour. That's not the raya. What's the raya from Rav Gidal? So Tosu says, Meperish Rabbeinu Tam, di misov sheish kamar, umaisi raya mechiti kudunaisa. Shehein kashin, avechavit nuksha, sheina osur nami el maderbonim. The raya from Rav Gidal is not the hour, the time of an Isser Derbanan. It's the actual chametz we're talking about. Happens to be that this case of chametz of the chiti kordonaisa is a very hard type of chametz. It's called chametz nuksha. The Gemara later on talks about chametz nuksha, which is only asr midirabanan. So the raya is we see this chametz which is asr midirabanan, yet the kedushin doesn't work. So too a Isser Derbanan in terms of time also doesn't work. Rashi thought the whole raya was an Isser Derbanan of time to an Isser Derbanan of time. Tosfos says, no, we're comparing an Isser Derbanan of a Chefetz of Chametz to an Isser Derbanan of Zman, and you could equate the two types of Isser Derbanan that the Chachamim say it's no longer in Yerushas. So now back to the Rashi we brought before. Why is it not a good Kedushin, this Isser Derbanan of Chametz, whether it's Isser Derbanan because it's an Isser Zman or it's Isser Derbanan because of the Chefetz? Why is it not a good Kedushin? So Rashi says, because you get married al das chachamim, and the chachamim say it's not in Yerushas, this Isser Derabanan. The Ritva writes differently. No,
it's not allowed to be in Yerushas.
Because the chachamim say it's not allowed. It's no longer in Yerushas. They said not because it's not allowed. The chachamim extended it an hour for whatever reason. Because the gzeiros, we'll see later on why that is. Once they establish that, it's not in Yerushas anymore, and then you get married al das kedushin, al das chachamim. So the chachamim say it's not in Yerushas. You can't get married. It's about the das of kedushin.
No chalos.
No chalos, exactly.
But I think that there's a difference, because I think according to Tosfos, the reason she's not married is because it has to be Shaveh Pruta, and this is not Shaveh Pruta. According to the other one, we're trying to prove that it's not yours, not that it's not, that they're taking it away from your possession.
Exactly. So that's what the Ritva. The Tosfos doesn't say that explicitly, but you might learn that since he focuses on the Chefetz.
Right.
The Ritva explicitly says, why is it not a good Kedusha in this case? Because it's not a Shaveh Pruta anymore. It's not a shaputa. The fact that the Torah said, the Chachamim rather said, it's asr b'hana, this chametz, now becomes eino shaputa. And the Gemara's and Kedushin tell us, in order to get married, it needs to be, or the Mishnah even tells us, it has to be a shaputa. Pachas m'shaputa is not a good Kedushin. That's the machlok is Rashi, Ritva, and maybe even Tosfos. Why is it not a good Kedushin? Either because you're getting married al das chacham, and the Chachamim say you can't get married with an Isser Derbanan, or an Isser Derbanan could actually make an object into something pachas m'shaputa. And there's a Rav Chanan Wasserman which gets into some good lumdus why that is, how to view Isser Hana. We won't get into that right now.
What?
Well, he talks about what defines something as a Pachas Mishar Pruta. What do you need a Shar Pruta for? Is it something that has no, so he says it this way, in Isser Hana, let me try to remember for a second. Is something that's Pachas Mishar Pruta, is it because it has no Shtamshus, that you can't use it, you can't sell it? Or is it something that Bechefza just inherently has no value to the object, regardless of how you sell it or how you use it, but the object itself? He wants to connect this to the Machlokas Rashi Ritva. I forget exactly how he connects it, but he uses that Hakira to apply to this Machlokas Rashi Ritva. So then the Gemara says, I think we're up to Vahod Tanya, right? So, Luvasar Isura Lo Motzi Mevatele. Is it really true that after the Isser, after the Zman Isser, a person cannot be Mevatel, the Chametz anymore? Is that really true? V'hatani, doesn't the Braisa tell us? Hayayoshe bebeis medrash. He's sitting in the beis medrash learning. V'nizkar sheyesh chametz b'soch beiso. He remembers he has chametz in his house. Mivatlo belibo. He's able to mivatel belev. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yom Tov. Whether or not it's Shabbos, whether or not it's Yom Tov, he's allowed to mivatel the chametz he left over in his house. Bishma Shabbos mishkachas lo. I understand the case of Shabbos. Kigon shechal arbas or lios b'Shabbos. It was Erev Pesach was a Shabbos. So the Issa Chametz didn't kick in yet, so it was in the morning. Let's say he was learning. He remembered he had Chametz, so he's Mevata Belev. El Yom Tov Basi Yisuruhu. But if it's talking about Yom Tov, it can't be talking about Shavuos and Sukkos, obviously. It has to be talking about the Yom Tov of Pesach. So he finds himself in Yom Tov, and he could still be Mevata it, even though it was after the Issa Chametz. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Hacha B'Talmud Yoshev V'nei Rabban Askinan. It's talking about a student learning in front of his Rebbe. He's going to a shir. V'nizkar sheyesh isa migul gelas b'soch beiso. He remembered he had a dough that was rising. And suddenly he remembered he has to go cook it, bake it rather, before it turns into chametz. But now he's sitting in front of a shir in front of his Rebbe. U'mizyare shema tachmetz kadim. Shema tachmetz. He's concerned it's going to rise too much and turn to chametz. So then, kodem u'mivatel mikami de tachmetz. He's able to mivatel what is not yet chametz. It's going to turn to chametz, but right now it's not usher. It's not chametz yet. He can be mivatel it before and preempt it turning to chametz. And once it eventually turns into chametz, it's already been batel and he doesn't own it anymore. Deikonami, let's bring a riot. It's very meduyak in the Brisa. Dikasani haya yoshe besoch beis medrash. Shema Mina, because he was learning the base medrash. What's the raya from the fact that he was learning the base medrash? So Rashi says, Dekanami, Dadain lo chmitzu, Dekasani haya yoshe bebase medrash, Demashma mipnei shein yachol akum v'leilech misham hu mevat la blibo. The fact that he was learning, and he couldn't get up and leave in the middle of the shir he was listening to, he couldn't get up and leave, viva chametz gamor lam li yoshe bebase medrash. If he had real chametz, why should he be staying in the base medrash? V'afilim haya panoi ma biyadu lasus yoshe hashvasa blev, zeh biyuro. Elevade kishiyesh biyadu lasakin kai. It must be talking about a case where he has the opportunity to fix it. Ubiyado lafo, so he has the opportunity to bake it. Im haya panoi, if he had the proper time. Hov lo chmitra dayin. Umishum yom tov nokit yoshu be base medrash. Because of Yontif, we chose a case of base medrash. U de Shabbos mitokma bechametz gomor b'arbasa shchal yos b'Shabbos. So it must be a case where he's sitting the base medrash. Because if it was chametz gomor, he couldn't do anything with it at all. He couldn't do hashvasa. He couldn't do. Who cares where he was? Whether he was base medrash or not a base medrash, if he was walking in the street, he couldn't do anything with real chametz. Why the Gemara choose a case of sitting in the base medrash? Because if he wasn't sitting in the base medrash, he was walking down the street, he could have went home and baked it. The only reason why he couldn't go home and bake it is because he was sitting and learning in the base medrash. And that's why he couldn't go ahead and leave.
So you're talking Shabbos and Yontif, it's talking, whenever it says Yontif, it says Yontif and he was baking really matzahs. Are you allowed to be matzahs in Pesach? Yes.
Right. Yeah.
You're allowed.
Yeah.
So and when the case of Shabbos is that it wasn't Pesach, it was the 14th. So it's two different cases in one braise.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
One other thing, how is
it permits to put the mitzvah?
It's learning, selecting
size
of
the
mitzvah.
When it comes in Isser, though, let's say Isser derisa of owning chametz, so then that right, that wouldn't you wouldn't apply osik with mitzvah to mitzvah in such a case.
I'm saying you can move
out to it. You should move out, exactly. Right, yeah. But if it was going to be an Issa Deraisa and you have no other way of dealing with it, then you would have to stop learning to prevent any Issa Deraisa. Now, the Ramban, on Bezim and Bez, Yerim Sachim, proves from this Gemara that Bittel does not work Midin Hefker. So, Machokas earlier we mentioned, Rashi and Tosas, what's the nature of Bittel? Hashvasa. Rashi says it's Hefker, Tosas says it was Hefker. And Rashi is Tashbisu Belev, just having in mind to get rid of it. Tosa says, no, it's Hefker, being Mafker, your chametz. And Ramban and others bring a Rai from this Gemara, it can't be Hefker, because one's not allowed to perform Hefker, be Mafker something on Shabbos. Based on the Mishnah and Gemara and Beitza, you cannot be Mafker on Shabbos. So how, in this case, is he able to perform Bittel on Shabbos? It must be that Bittel does not work through the mechanism of Hefker. That's Ramban. The Marim Chalava comes along and says, no, in general, Hefker doesn't work. That's because when you're mafkir something, someone could be zocha this object later on. So it's viewed as some type of mekach or memkar. When it comes to chametz on Erev Pesach, no one else is going to be zocha. It's going to be just being misalik. I'm relinquishing any of my rights. But it's not going to be transferring it to somebody else because no one else is going to be zocha in the chametz. So in this instance, hefker would be permitted. So it's not necessarily a raya against the approach that bittel works midin hefker. Mm-hmm.
Now there's one question. Mm-hmm. Here, when you, here he has, if he would have time to go back, he should go back or not? Meaning, the only reason that they say he has mevato is because he wouldn't make it back at home on time.
Oh no, the only reason why, according to Rashi, because he's singing in front of his Rebbe, and it's inappropriate for him to get up and leave from his Rebbe.
And that's more chamor than karis.
That's what, so it wouldn't quite, that's what the Rishonim deal with now. Why are they so make in this case? Why not just send him home?
Send
him home and get rid of the, so the Gemara said, there's a special hat there. What? They allowed you to do bittel. The bittel gets rid of the karis.
The karis, right.
Ideally, he should have went home and baked the, to prevent any chametz. Why do we say bittel works in this case? The Rashi says bittel works in this case is because the emas harav, the fear of his Rebbe, sitting in front of his Rebbe, that overrides the idea of going home. So stay in front of your Rebbe, listen to the shir, and mimavata will rely on the bittel belief. Others say, I think it was the Meiri writes, no, sorry, Tosos Chachme Anglia, which is another Rishon here in the, Rabbeinu David there. Rabbeinu David says, because anybody who's being Osek B'Torah, the Chum didn't want to be Matriach them at all. Nafkamir being, Rashi is Dafka if you're learning in front of your Rebbe. If you're learning by yourself or in the Chavrusa, you would have to leave to go burn the Chametz, to bake the matzah instead. Rabbeinu David says, no, anybody who's being Osek B'Torah does not have to stop, even though he's learning by himself, even though he's not in front of his Rebbe.
Right,
that's true, yeah.
He's not being actively making chametz.
Right.
I'm saying shei bal kasa.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly. True. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Prima Gadim says, no. It's not going to do with Torah. Now, it happens to be the case where he happens to be learning in the base medrash. But right now, it's not chametz. It's just dough.
Right.
So why not? What's the. There's no kula here. Right. So that's exactly the Prima Gadim writes. Exactly. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss a different case. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Hapas She'ibsha Kevin She'rob Samatza Muteris. So you have this piece of bread which got old and all moldy. And since there is a lot more matzah, it's mutter. So unclear what it means a lot more matzah at this point. So let's assume this at this stage in the Gemara that there are more days, or there's more matzah, there's a certain box. And this box was used for any type of bread or matzah. And based on the statistically, the person used it more for matzah than for bread. See, even though it got moldy, we could assume it was probably matzah in here, and it's mutter. No one has to get rid of it for Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what's the exact details of this case?" So if you know for sure that it was chametz, ki rab some matzah my have. The fact that you use matzah more often in this box than chametz, the fact is, this point, this object is chametz, you have to get rid of it. That doesn't help. It's a case where you don't know if it's chametz or matzah. You don't know the status of this object in this box. So my iria ki rab some matzah. So why do we go based on the fact that matzah is used more often in this teva, this box, than that of chametz? Kilo rab some matzah nami. When you didn't use a lot of days of matzah, it should still nizo baser basa. It should be going based on what was previously used. You don't look at the entire year and say which was used more. Was matzah used more? Was chametz used more? No. What did you use the day before him? If you use matzah the day before him, so that which is in here should be matzah. If you use bread the day before, so that which is in the box should be bread. It should do nothing to do with which days were used more, matzah or chametz. It should go based on the baser, the last thing. Milot Tanan, do we not learn the Mishnah, the following Mishnah, that you always go based on the baser? The Mishnah tells us that Mos shenimsu lefnei socher behema liola meiser. So you have money that was found in front of the storekeeper who was selling animals. He sold animals, you could assume it's Meiser Sheni, because throughout the year people would bring money from Meiser Sheni. Their Meiser Sheni you have to bring to the base, to the Yerushalayim to eat it there. So oftentimes they'd use the money and buy a behema, and then most of the money there was dropped in front of the storekeeper from the person coming to buy the behema. So we could assume it's Meiser Sheni. And then the Mishnah says, if it's Bahar Bias, let's say you found it on Har Bias, any money, we could assume it's Chulin. It wasn't Meiser Sheni. Rashi will explain all these things. If you found the money of Yerushalayim anywhere else in Yerushalayim, not in front of the Sochrei Behema, but anywhere else in Yerushalayim, so it depends. Bishas HaRegel, during the regular Shlosh Regalim, you could assume it's Meiser. Bishar Yimos Hashana Chulin. The rest of the year, you could assume it's actually Chulin. So what's the difference? What's the reasoning? V'amar Rav Shmaya Barzira, my time. Since the shuk, every day Yerushalayim, they would clean it, they'd sweep it. Alma amrina and kamai kamai azulei. So every day they would sweep it. So v'hani achrinin, so anything you would find on that day, you can't assume it came from the day before, a week before, because it was cleaned every single day. You assume the last thing that was there, which was used. So therefore, during the rest of the year, where people wouldn't be common to have people coming to Yerushalayim only during the Shloshar Regalim, when people would come, they'd bring their Ma'aser Sheni to buy things. So during the Regalim, you could assume Ma'aser Sheni fell. The rest of the year, where people wouldn't flock to Yerushalayim, we can't assume it's Ma'aser Sheni, it's most probably Chulin. It was the money of the people in Yerushalayim who live there. So we can assume it's Chulin because it always gets swept, and therefore we assume the last thing used, that's what you found. Hachanami, the Gemara says, Neima Kame Kame Azil. So here too also, the box was used frequently. You always check the box to see what was left over. You oftentimes cleaned it, Rashi says. So therefore, shouldn't you assume that whatever is previously used in this box, that's what it should be? Regardless of how many times you use matzah, how many times you use chametz throughout the year, it depends. What was previously used in this box? That's what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, no. Hacha di fushe mochiyech olayu. Since this case, it was moldy, the bread or matzah that you found, it was clear it was there for days. It wasn't just cleaned the day beforehand. The fact that there was mold growing in it tells me that it was there for a very, very long time. So the Gemara says, "I ifusha mochia chalayu, ki rab sa matzah mai havya." If you're telling me there's mold, well, mold doesn't really grow on matzah, mold grows on bread. So the fact that it was moldy, shouldn't that indicate that it must be chametz? And I don't care if I use matzah more in this box than I use chametz. If it's moldy, it should be that of chametz. So the Gemara says, don't say that you use matzah more days throughout the year. It must be a case where this particular matzah, you knew you left matzah in there for a number of days in a row. And then it's possible that it got moldy. Even the matzah could get moldy. So the Gemara says, if you know that you left this particular matzah in for a very, very long time, to the point where it could turn into chametz, turn into mold. So pshita, yihachi pshita, it's obvious. If I know I had matzah left in there, shouldn't that be obvious that it's matzah that's there right now? Amar says, lo tzicha, diifusha meruba, it had a lot of mold. Now, matzah is going to get molded, it's going to get only slightly moldy. This particular case had a lot of mold growing on it. Very unlikely matzah is going to have a lot of mold growing on it. So that's part of the suffix, a very strange case. Amar says,
what's the case again? Yeah. In this case, he's sure it was matzah?
He's sure. He knew the matzah. He had matzah. He left there for a very long time in this box. And it turned a little bit moldy into it.
So what's the shayla if he knew that it was matzah?
That's the Gemara says. It's pshita.
Oh, okay.
If he knew he left matzah
right
in there, so it's obvious.
Right.
The Gemara says, no, it's lo tzicha di fusha meruba. There was a lot of mold. Matzah doesn't grow a lot of mold. If there's any mold, it's only a little bit.
So we have. So there's a doubt maybe he made a mistake.
Maybe he forgot or something. Okay. He didn't know what he put in there. Because it's very unlikely matzah will create a lot of mold. The Gemara says, no, it's mal de sema, came the fusha meruba, since there was a lot of mold, igloi milsa devade chametz malu. It must be chametz. Kamash milano, it's possible, came the shirabu yime matzah ilayu. Since this matzah was used for many days in a row in this box, arminan kol yom v'yoma nama chamima afa. Every single day he baked more hot, fresh matzah. V'shade ilayu, he threw it on top of the matzah, v'af shitfe, and the heat will create more mold. So he had this box used for matzah only. He placed matzah in the bottom. And the next day he baked more matzah and threw nice, hot, fresh matzah on top of it. And then he did that for a number of days in a row. And then he picks everything up, removes the matzah, and finds this very moldy, very, very, very moldy matzah all the way in the bottom. So it's so much mold, it's got to be chametz. He says, no, it's very possible it's matzah. Why is there so much mold? Because he used hot, fresh matzah, which really generated a lot more mold. That's the case, exactly. No, never. But their matzahs were very different than our matzah. Their matzah actually was, you ever have a Sephardi or see a Sephardi matzah?
Yeah.
Exactly. So those, that's likely to have mold.
Hello.
Right, so. So there's an interesting question here on the side. Tosos asks, we spoke about before that if a person finds any money on Har Bayis, you could assume it's chulin. And the reason for that, Rashi says, they used to only sweep the shuks of Yerushalayim. So since you swept the shuks of Yerushalayim, you could assume whatever was previously there. When it came to Har Bayis, they wouldn't sweep the Har Bayis for a number of reasons. One is, it says, because it was slanted, so everything would kind of fall off, no need to sweep it. People also would clean their shoes, or they'd take off their shoes, and it wouldn't be so much dirt on Har Bayis, so they wouldn't clean it. So So therefore, you go based on the rest of the year. Rove of the year, it's chulin that's being used. During the Shlosher Golem, it was Meiser that was brought to Har Bais. The rest of the year was chulin. So most of the year, we go based on which is chulin. So Tosef asks this question. He says, Bahar Bais Liolim Chulin towards the top. Says Mak Shari, Hayach Nimsu Sham. How do you find any money there at all? Ha'omar Reperk Haroa. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Lo Yichanes Bahar Bais B'Malos Hatsuros B'Sandino. A person cannot bring a wallet. A person can't bring money onto Har Bais. How could there ever be a case of finding money on Har Bais? So the answers the Tosos, Vomari, Deino Asa Elahicha de Nosen Befarhesia Bisadina de Ganaihu de Nira Kiholech Sham Leschoro. It's only problematic to carry it straight out, you know, waving your wallet, but keeping a bitzina, that's mutter. A person left some money in his pocket, happened to fall out, that's the case. There's another answer brought down by Tosos Chachme Anglia, which is one of the Rishonim found in Psachim. He says, no. The only answer to bring the a money is if you bring money to do schor, to do business. If you bring money without any intentions, just because you have to have money, even though you might be holding it before Hesya, that's mutter. The only problem is to bring money to do any business on Har Bais.
No, let's say you brought money that you were for the Maaser Sheni.
Right. So you couldn't. I don't think there was any place to buy.
You have to find a place to leave your money before
exactly.
You came in.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure how that works exactly. There are all these different cubbies, right? For hundreds of thousands of
yen.
Right.
The train
stations,
before you go on the train, they have so they have a system. Because otherwise, it's impossible for any of these, like you're saying, it's impossible not to have money.
Right. Reminds me of also like the Lulavim they left on Sukkot. They left everyone's Lulavim there. How do you find whose is who? There must be hundreds of thousands of them who are going to Yerushalayim to base a Mikdash to shake the Lulav. They must have had some system.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So the pshat here is that what's the lacha with this box? That we say that what's the maskan is that what if he.
So it the whole case is a very strange case. It's a case of you knew you used matzah the previous few weeks.
Right. So.
And it happened to be very very moldy matzah.
Right, and what do we say?
So therefore, we could assume it was matzah in the bottom since the past few weeks
so
you were
don't
using
have
matzah.
To get rid of it.
You do not have to get rid of it in such a case. But this case itself is probably a very unlikely case.
Right.
Another side point comes up in this Gemara as well. The Ksos points out in Machlokes Rishonim whether Hekdesh, normally we know the din based on Gemara Bab Metzia and Gemara Gittin, that Kinin Chatzar. If I have a Chatzar, anything that comes into my Chatzar, I'm Kona that object. Do you apply Kinin Chatzar to Hekdesh? Har Bais is the Chatzar of Beis Hamikdash. Anything found there should be Kona to Hekdesh. So money that was found there shouldn't be chulin. It should go to the Lishon HaGadol. It should go to the Gizbar to give it to Hekdesh. Why is it chulin? So that Ksos brings a raya here. It must be that Kinyan Chatzar does not apply to Hekdesh. Others deal with it, how to get around that problem, but that's the raya that Ksos brings here. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says,
Meaning that what? Meaning that Kinyan Chatzar, meaning that it's not coin at all, or it doesn't become Hekdesh?
According to... It's not kona at all to Hekdesh, right? If it's kona to Hekdesh, it has to be Hekdesh.
So it's still whoever finds it, it's his.
Exactly. It's an aveda, that's all. If it was found in my chatzar, it's mine. The chatzar of Hekdesh does not get it. That was the raya that Ksos brought. Other Rishonim do argue, and the Achronim figure out how this is not a raya against that approach. So Gemara says now, I think we're up to around 8 lines from the top, from the bottom rather, Umi Azlinam Basar Basar. Is it really true? Do we really always go back based on the basar, the last thing used? V'hatanya, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Teva Shinishtam Shubba Maos Chulin, Umaos Meiser. You have a box that was used sometimes for Chulin, sometimes is used for Meiser. Im Rov Chulin, Im Rov Meiser. Depends which was used more. Do you use it more for Meiser or do you use it more for Chulin? V'amai Liza Basar Basar, why not go based on what was previously used? Why are we going based on the statistics? Go based on what was previously used in this box. Some of Nachman by Yitzchak, Hacha, but my skin in this particular box, Kigon Shinisham Shibo, Maos Chulin, Umaos Meiser. Vinyo there, Azaman, Basof. You just weren't sure. You weren't sure what was last used. Had you known, which is previously used, you would have went based on the Basra. In this case, you just didn't remember what was Basra. Rav Zvid says, Amar Kigon Shinisham Shibo, Tzibur, and Tziburim. No, where they both had its own piles that was used in each different corner on the very same day. Which also is a type of case where he didn't know. This same day, but Yom Echarash says there was no Basra. They were both used at the Basra. But had one been Basra, had you used Meiser previously, Ein Echanami, you could assume it's Meiser. And Rav Papa gives yet a third explanation of this box. Amar kegon dishtakach beguma. This box had a little cavity, a little hole, where some coin was left in there. So you could assume maybe since it was buried in this little hole of the box, it may not have been the last thing that was there. It may have been hidden from a number of weeks ago, and therefore you can't follow Basra. What comes out from all these different three answers of the Amorayim, we normally do go Basar Basra. Only when you do not know what was previously used, then you have to rely on the Rov. Now the Gemara goes on to probably the most famous sugi that's found in Psachim Daf Zayin about the bracha of Bedikas Chametz and brachas in general. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodek Tzarech Sheivarech. Person who does Bedikas Chametz has to make a bracha. So the Rishonim first of all deal with why do they make a bracha b'shas bedika and not b'shas beer? It says Habodek, the person who's doing bedika has to make a bracha, not b'shas beer. So the Ran says because really the bracha goes on the beer. But the bedika is already haschalas hamitzvah. It's already the beginning stages of the mitzvah. So that's why you stay at the beginning, because you're starting the mitzvah. It's a one long mitzvah. You do bedika at nighttime and it continues into the daytime where you burn it. So you do it before you start the mitzvah. That's b'shas bedika. Other Rishonim say no, the bedika itself, it really goes on the bedika. And the bedika itself is its own maisa mitzvah. And you say it on the bedika, not in the beer, because the bedika itself is a mitzvah. Because even if you don't find any chametz, you don't do beer. Because the bedika itself sometimes is an independent mitzvah outside the context of a beer. So what is the bracha you're supposed to say? Mai mevarech, what do you say? So Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava, Livar chametz, to burn chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava, Al Bir chametz, on the burning of the chametz. Is it lit or is it al? So the Gemara says, Bilvar kuliyam lo pligi devadei lehaba mashro. When you say levar chametz, it clearly means you're about to, in the future, you're about to do bir chametz. Everyone agrees that is a good bracha. That's the proper bracha to say. Ki pligi, when do they argue? But al bir. When you say in the lashon al, mar sever mi ikara mashma, mar sever lehaba mashma. Al doesn't mean you already did it, had done it in the past, it was done, and therefore it would not be a good nusach to say al bir chametz. Or does al even mean laba? Al also means to make a bracha in the future, that you're about to perform the mitzvah. So again, live by vayar, everyone agrees, is a good bracha. And the only machokis is about al bir chametz. So Shem want to know, so why are they arguing? Well, just if you know livar is a good nusach, just say livar. Why would anyone say al bir chametz? So they quote a Gemara in Brachas, if you remember from Daf Nunam and Alf, that I think it was talking about whether to say motzi or ha-motzi lechem in aretz, with the hay or not the hay, same type of machlokas comes up. And one of the Amoraim was testing another Amora, and he said, what's the appropriate bracha to say? Though they were praising this, I forget which is named, I wish I had a Gemara in Brachas in front of me, but they were saying, this Rav was a great Rav. So, okay, he's so great, bring him to me. I want to see how great he is. So they bring this Rav to him, and he says, so what bracha do you say in bread? He says, you say motzi. This is a person you're telling me is so great? What do you mean? Motzi? Everyone agreed motzi was a good bracha. The only shy was ha-motzi. He was taking a safe route. Motzi, you're safe that way. When do you know a person is Talmud Chacham? When he knows when there's a machlokas, he knows how to paskin in such a difficult case. So the Gemara wants to know, therefore, when you know there's an unclear, ambiguous lashon, yet you take the right, you know how to make a decision, the appropriate bracha, that's how you know a person is a Talmud Chacham. So here at Tuosha they say, Levar, everyone knows Levar, that's Pashim. The question is Al, if the Talmud Chacham knows the proper bracha, if even Al works or doesn't work, that's how you know a person is a real Talmud Chacham. So that's what they answer here as well. So now that's established whether everyone agrees Li means Lahaba, and Al is a machlokas whether it's Meikara Mashma, or it's referring to the past, or Baal means also Lahaba. The Gemara asks a number of questions. The Gemara says, Meisive Baruch Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvoso V'tzivanu Al Hamila. You're supposed to say a bracha Al Hamila. So Hasam Heicha Neima. So it says Al Hamila sounds like you obviously say the bracha before doing the mila, yet you still say Al. So Al must mean Lahaba. Al means you're about to perform the mitzvah. The Gemara says, no, Hasam Heicha Neima. You have no choice when it comes to mila. Because why? Neima Lamul. If you're going to say Lamul, Losagi Delav Ihu Mayo, it's not enough that he doesn't do the mila, meaning is it true that only the mohel is allowed to do the mila? Lamul, that is he obligated? When you say lamul, it means shechivanu lamul, that we were commanded to do this mitzvah, this particular bris mila we're about to do. This mohel that you get is not chayiv to do this bris mila, the father is chayiv to do it. So you can't say lamul. Lamul doesn't work for bris mila, because oftentimes the father is not doing the mitzvah. You can't tell me that the rofe, Rashi, it's interesting, the Rashi, look at Rashi for a second. Rashi two lines down says, Nema lamul bitmiya. Mashma de osa rofe hamalas kolbnei ha'ir tziva lamul esatina kazeh. It just comes to tell me that the rofe, it's interesting, he calls him a doctor. Is it true that only this doctor's commanded, the doctor's commanded to do the bris milah? No, the father's commanded. So lamul wouldn't work, therefore you have to say al hamila. Because al is generically, generally speaking, we're all commanded in the concept of the mitzvah of al hamila. Lamul implies in this particular baby you're chayav to do. So lamul doesn't work, therefore you say al hamila. The Gemara says, Avia ben mai, iklamemer. What about the father who is commanded? Let's say the father is going to perform the bris milah for his son. And he is chayav. Shouldn't he say, lamul, einachanami? Yes. There's a different bracha, depends who does the bris milah. If the mole is doing it, the bracha, he says, al milah. If the father is doing it, he says, lamul. Okay, so the Gemara says now, meisive. Baruch Hashem, Kedushanu b'mitzvos, v'tzivanu al ha-shchita. So there also, al ha-shchita. So we say al, you say the brach of shchita before you shech the animal. So we see al means, l'haba mashma. So Gemara says, no, hosam nami hichu neimah. How are you going to say the brach in the case of shchita? Neimah l'shchot, if you're going to say l'shchot, to do the shchita, lo sagid lav iu shachit. So is there an obligation to actually do the shchita that you have to say l'shchot, that we're commanded l'shchot to do this particular animal, to shech this animal, l'shchot this animal? No. I made a decision. I want to have a cow, so I want this cow to be shechted. But I'm not obligated to shech this particular cow. I don't have to eat meat if I don't want to at all. L'shchot means I have to shech this animal. That's not true. So therefore, you have to say al ha-shchita. So Gemara says, what about Pesach or Kodshim ma'ikla memer? Where you have to shech the Pesach. You have to shech the Kodshim in the particular cases. So it should say lishchot, einachanami. You're right. So when it comes to shchita in general for chulin, you say al shchita. When it comes to shchitas kodshim, where you have an obligation and a mitzvah to do the shchita, then you would say lishchot.
So when they did a korban and they did the shchita, they used to say bracha.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Also, when there is an inching Rashi in bracha, it tells us that when we do have frashes, chumas, and meisers. Also, there's a bracha. You say.
So al is always when it's not your obligation. Or
right. So, in terms of the general rules of al and lich, it's very complicated. There must be an 8-way machlokas rishonim when you apply al, when you apply lich. That's like a.
It's like al is yosidai, the first one. They say in the morning.
Right.
So, you're obligated. If I'm going to say you're obligated to wash your hands.
Right. It's very unsimple. How to define Lam. Look at the rush in the back. This huge rush quotes all these other opinions. The Ritva, everyone, when's lit? There's no real, exactly, there's no, probably 5 shirim in itself. There's no real clear cut definition of Liv versus Al. You obviously get some basic understandings based on the Gemara here. It sounds like Liv, whenever you're obligated to do it, it should be Liv. And whenever you're not obligated to do it, it should be Al. That's what the simple from the Gemara itself, but it's not so clear because you see the number of brachos. And Tiyas Adayim, which do not fit into these basic categories. Okay, so the Gemara says now. Now we spoke with. Let's get to the end, and then we'll go back to a Tosfos. So Gemara goes on to ask it a third question on this Al discussion. Meisive ha'osa lulav la'atzmo mevarach she'achyanu v'kimanu v'genu l'azmanazeh. The person puts together a lulav. He wraps the dal minim together. He says she'achyanu. Not low, he takes in his hand, la tesbo, to be yotzei the mitzvah, omer asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. So you see al, he's about to do the mitzvah of netilas lulav. He says al means l'haba, you're about to do something. The Gemara says no. Shaini halsom de be'in the da'agbe nafik be. No, because lulav, you picked it up, and then you said the bracha, the Gemara says. So once you've picked it up, you've been yotzei the mitzvah, so al means meikara, I'm saying a bracha on the mitzvah, I was just mekayim on the netilas lulav. So he's saying in this case because, because there are other factors that you take into account. As li also means in the future, al means in the past. Those are like two ready factors. Li and al, one distinction is li seems to be a chiv on the person, and al is a chiv, is not a chiv at all. Li and al also have other implications in terms of dikduk. Li means you're about to, al might mean in the past tense. So you have to figure out which one is more applicable. That's part of the tricky thing. So in this case, they say, since when I picked up the lulav, I was yotzei, you couldn't say li, because li sounds like you're about to. I already picked up the lulav, so therefore you have to say al. Al nitiyas lulav. So the Gemara says, if it's talking about ihachi, that you were already yotze the mitzvah lulav, it should latzeis bo yotze bo mi baile. Latzeis seems like you're about to be yotze. It should have said yotze, that you were already yotze when you said the bracha. Gemara says ein hachanami. You're right. So why did it say latzeis? It should have said yotze bo. Yotze bo would have been the appropriate nusach of the mission. It really meant to say yotze bo. Umishum dekom by the misnei seifa. Since the end of the brisa had to say lei shibasuka with lei tana reishanami latzeis bo. But really, it meant to say Yotzebo. You are already Yotze once you picked up the lulav, and therefore you say Al Natilas Lulav for the mitzvah you are already Mekayim after the fact. So the Kasani Sefer, the Sefer says, Ha'ose Sukkah La'atzmo, a person makes a Sukkah for himself, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem, Sheikh Yanu Vikimanu Vigenu La'zman Hazeh. Nichnas, he goes into the Sukkah, he says, Le'sheba, Omer Baruch Hashir Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sivitzvanu Le'sheba Sukkah. So because it said Le'sheba Sukkah, it also taught Lotzeis by Lulav. But really, it should be Yotzebo. You were already Yotze the mitzvah Lulav, and that's why you say Al. So the Tosos here writes, Be'idna, the Agba Nafik Bay, when you picked it up, you were already Yote. Vim Tomar Rash Tosas asks, Save the Nafik Heyachivarech, Balot Sarach Levarech over Las Yasan. The concept is, we're about to see, we said it already earlier, but I was going to bring a proof for this. You have to say a Birchas Mitzvah before you perform the Mitzvah. How are you able to say a Birchas Mitzvah after you're already Yote? Picked up the Dal Minim, I was Yote, and then you say a Birchas Mitzvah? You need over Las Yasan. You have to say the Bracha before the Mitzvah. And just tells us, well, Marie, Af Agav the Nafik, Akati Osik b'mitzvah shetzarach l'nanea b'kriyas halal. You're still being Osik. It's a continuing mitzvah of shaking it during the halal. And that's why it's not considered already Yotzi completely. You're involved in the mitzvah current. And the Hilchas is, Rash, the Gemara says, what's the halacha? How do we paskin? Hilchas al bir chametz. You say al bir chametz. Rashi says, Hilchas al bir, nami l'haba mashma. It also means l'haba. Tosa says, has two deas, so do you, does al, the fact that we paskin al is also l'haba, so what's the best bracha? Does it mean you could choose li or al, or dafka al? So Tosa has two opinions, whether you could make the decision, you can make the choice, or you have to dafka do al. Okay, so Gemara goes on now, to say, D'chuli alma, mia mei kara ba'inan. Everyone agrees, you have to say the bracha prior to performing the mitzvah. Mi'kar ba'inan lebruchai minon. How do you know you're supposed to say the bracha prior to performing the mitzvah? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol mitzvos mevarech alein over les yasan. So that's the whole klal. Based on the statement of Shmuel, every mitzvah has to be said before him. So if we have time in the end, I'll tell you some interesting reasons why it's supposed to be said before the mitzvah. Let's just try to get through the Gemara first. So my mashma dehai over lishon dakudumehu. Why is lishon over? Over lishyasin. How do you know over means lakudumeh, to do it before the mitzvah? So bring a number of psukim. Number of Nachman bar Yitzchak, damar kra vayavar to achimas derech haakikar vayavar es hakushi. So vayavar in that context means before the kushi. And bayamar mehachi brings another pasuk. Vu avar lefnem, he passed, he went in front of them. He went before them. So three different psukim where lashon ava over means before. That's what over litsyasa means. Before doing the ma'isa mitzvah, you're supposed to say the bracha. Be'rav amre chus min tefila v'shofar. There are two exceptions where you do not say the bracha before performing the mitzvah. That's tefila and shofar. Bishma tefila dakati gav lochazir. I understand why you can't say bracha before the tefila because the person's not roy yet. Which tefillah are we talking about here? Rashi says we're talking about tefillahs of Baal Keri. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that a Baal Keri is asur b'divrei Torah in Bracha. So Baal Keri cannot say a Bracha until he's gone to the mikvah. So first he goes to the mikvah, and then it says Bracha afterwards. Tosa says no, it's referring to a ger. A ger cannot say a Bracha because he can't say tzivanu, he's not a yid yet. So he goes to the mikvah, and then he says a Bracha after the fact. Tosa says when it comes to Baal Keri, we don't paskin that way. Paskin that a Baal Keri is allowed to say Bracha. So that's why he rejects Tosfos. And then he points out also, why do women say bracha after their tefillah? They should say tefillah bracha before going to the mikvah. So he says, lo plug. Once we establish tefillah for ger is after, the bracha is after the tefillah, we say lo plug across the board. All tefillahs require bracha after the fact. But no, that's what the women, there's a complicated, the women go into the mikvah, they cover themselves, stand in the proper way, then they say the bracha. So it's right, it's before. But Tosa says that the way I guess their minhag was to make a low plug. But I guess there are other opinions as well, where we paskin.
What if it means pasuk first from Shmuel, then from Rashi?
Oh, that's interesting. The order, maybe the one in Shmuel is more. Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting point.
And then the Micha is Suvin, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, but I don't know. Not sure. Okay. So then the Gemara, again, the Gemara goes on to say, so there are two exceptions when you say bracha after the Ma'isa Mitzvah. One is tefillah, one is shofar. So Gemara says, I understand why tefillah, you have to say the bracha afterwards, because he's not a person, he's not a gavril, he's a gavril chazi. He can't say the bracha before him. Ela shofar, my taima, why do you have to say bracha of shofar afterwards? V'chi taima mishum dilma mekalkalai tekiya. Maybe because you're going to say bracha, and you're going to blow the shofar, and not have a good tekiya, and you can have a bracha levatala. Most other mitzvahs, if I say a bracha before the shechita, I mess up on the shechita, I'm not yotz the mitzvah, it's going to be a bracha levatala. Or a bris milah, I mess up on the bris milah, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So we see we're not concerned with that. All other cases, we do say a bracha before the ma'isa mitzvah, even though it might, the ma'isa mitzvah might get messed up. So Ela amar Rav Chista, chutz minat tefillah bevad. They remove shofar from the list, and you do say a bracha before tekiyah shofar, and the only exception is tefillah. Tefillah you say afterwards. Itmar Tani Namihachi. There's also a brayso that says Tavav Allah Baliyaso Omer Baruch Hashem Kedishan B'Misos Vitzvan Allah Tefillah. So that's the how we paskin. Now there is another exception that they point out according to the Bahag. We don't paskin this way. The Bahag says Kisui Hadam is also an exception where you say the bracha after Kisui Hadam. So after you shecht a Olf or a Chai, not a Behema, Olf or a Chaya, you do Kisui Hadam afterwards. And after you do the Kisui Hadam, you cover up the blood, you say the bracha. That's how the Bahag paskins. And the reason for that is because the Bahag says, when else are you going to say? You can't say the bracha of Kisui Hadam before the Shechita because you're not there yet. And you can't say the bracha before the Kisui Hadam because that's a hefsek between the Shechita and the Kisui Hadam. It has to be a continuation between the Shechita and the Kisui Hadam. You're left with no other choice but to say it after the Kisui Hadam is already complete. The Rosh says, no, what are you talking about? Our minhag is clearly to say the bracha before you actually do the Kisui Hadam. The Rosh says that there's two different mitzvahs. Shechita is one mitzvah and Kisui Hadam is a second mitzvah. There's not a connection between the two. There's no hefsek, exactly. The Gemara says now,
which is true. I mean, basically, it's very clear. Different Kisui Hadam is a total different mitzvah.
But there's our Beinu Chananel, and the Bahag assumes this way also. Those are Beinu Chananel and Beita, which says that Kisui Hadam is Gemar Shechita. You refers to it in that such a way. But there's a larger discussion. You learn through the whole perek of Kisui Hadam and Chulin. There are a lot of indication. That's like the basic Hakira. Are they two mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? So there are a lot of different discussions in that regard. Now the Gemara goes on to say Laor Haner V'chule Minahani Milei. How do you know that you're supposed to use a candle for bedikas chametz? So Amar Rav Chista Lamanu, we learn a number of gzer shavas together. Mitziyah mi mitziyah, then we learn mitziyah mi chippus, and chippus mi chippus, and chippus mi neiros, and neiros mi neiros. A number of gzer shavas, that was the basic structure. So what are all these gzer shavas? So ksiv hacha, it's written here by Pesach, shivas yomim se'or lo yimatzi b'batechem. Uksiv hasa mi vayichapes b'gadol, hachel v'bukotan kalav yimtza, so you see mitziyah to mitziyah. And then you find another mitziyah for Pesach, and then it says mitziyah in the context of Binyamin. When Binyamin went down to Mitzrayim, they found that kos, it says mitziyah there. And then that very same pasuk of Binyamin, it says, u'mitziyah mechippus didei. And that very same pasuk, it says chippus. So now we're connecting mitziyah to chippus. And then it says, v'chippus meineros, d'chse ba'esa hi achapes as Yerushalayim b'neros. And then you search the whole city of Yerushalayim, you're searching for sins in Yerushalayim, the pasuk is talking about. You see chippus and neros. And then neris miner from many candles to one ner from another pasuk dichsev ner Hashem minishmas adam chofes kol chadei batem. So through all that we get ner all the way back to mitziyah, and that's why I use a ner for trying to find the chametz. That's why we use a candle.
So the last limud is as opposed to using a few ones to make like the lachas.
Exactly,
only one.
Just one candle. Exactly. Tan the debate of Ishmael leila yudal bodkin is a chametz. The night of the 14th you bodik laor haner. Even though there's no real proof for this, there's a hint. Shenamar, and he quotes the same exact limud above. Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzi. Ve'omer v'yichabes begadol ha'yichav v'katan kala. Ve'omer beis ahiyah yichabes es yushalayim b'neiros. Ve'omer ner Hashem nishmas adam chofes. So that's the whole limud. My ve'omer, what's the ve'omer? Why was it not enough to just have the neiros of Yushalayim? Why do you have to use the one, the set last pasuk of ner? V'chitei mahay ba'is ahi kulahu. The Kamarachmana Lobadik Nile Bishlaim Benura Davuka Dinafish Nura Tuva El Benura Desharga Dezuta Nura Tve Avon Rabbi Meshachich Vavin Zuta Lomashachich Toshma Ne'er Shem Hanishmas Adam. Because maybe you would think only in the case of Yerushalayim, there's also a pasuk Yerushalayim says use one candle. Because maybe they don't want to use a big fire. The pasuk there is talking about looking for sins in Yerushalayim, whatever that means. You have a big bonfire, you're going to find all the sins. We don't want you to find all the sins. We want you to use a small little candle and find only the big sins. We don't want you to find the small sins. So maybe that's only by Yerushalayim. Comes along to tell me that no, even by Bedikas Chametz also, you're supposed to only use a one candle. That's why you need that extra pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Okay, so we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow.